Blog Talk Radio.
It's not necessarily that. It's all about feeling good in your mind and in your heart and where you're at. It's not about the weight size. It's not about the scale number. It's about where you feel right inside.
Yeah, you've had ups and downs, but you've stuck with it, and you know, you never gave up, and that's what I just find so inspiring.
You say that I can be an inspiration. I think that, you know, one of the themes that we've been picking up tonight is, you know, what Team YRG can do for yourself and for others, and it's all about paying it forward. If I can help anybody, if I can help one person, if one person looks at what I did and thinks that is something that motivates them to do something, that motivates somebody else to do something, oh, good God, man, I can't explain how good that makes me feel.
It was just a complete moment of triumph, because at that particular time I went farther than my original goal, and I was still feeling amazing. And I just, the whole shot is emblematic of what you can do if you don't let your doubts mess you up.
Sparky, this is Mark Merrow. No, bro, you are really, and you guys are so inspirational. You know, Team YRG, everybody that is part of Team YRG has been so inspirational. Everybody, we all have a story, you know. God has a purpose for all our lives, and we use that, you know. It's like God has taken our mess and turned into our message. We take this message that we have, that we've taken control of our life, and you just said it, Sparky, it's taking control of your life. It's making that decision to take control of your life. And when you do, you actually put yourself in a place where you can inspire and help so many people.
If things weren't already interesting enough, I had a friend of mine call in. Ray Lloyd is actually on the line.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding me. Sugar Ray.
Brother Mark, what's up? And I just remember him saying, he said, there's not a lot of people in this world who are known as much for their failures as they are their successes. He said, I've missed a lot of jumps. And he said, but you know what? I kept getting back up. And that's become like my new theme is keep getting back up. Because we all get knocked down. We all do. And you just keep getting back up.
It's me, DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and welcome to the YRG Radio Roundtable.
Good God, it's Wednesday. November 9th already, if you can believe that. We're way into November almost. It's 9 p.m., and this ain't your mama's radio show. So somebody call your mama, because DDP Radio is coming at you. Right now you got Sparky and Robert. How you doing?
Doing good, bro. How you doing, man?
Yeah, not too bad. I cannot complain, actually. It's 1 week that work. And nothing else matters, because I have an attaboy right off the bat. Even though they might not be listening right now, my brother-in-law and his wife, Vince and Rach, just had a beautiful baby girl on Saturday, Angelina Sarah. So, healthy baby, you can't complain about that. Plus, she is cute. She is the cutest little baby that we have ever seen. Of course, until next month when I have mine, but... Or when Jenny has our baby. I'm sure she'd love me to experience it, but...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she'd pass it off in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, but she's geared up. She's a pro. The third boy coming next month, so we're all geared up and ready to go. So, man, quite a week for us, man. It's been busy. I don't think I've stopped. This might be the first time I actually sat down, other than sitting at my desk and doing some work in the office this week, so.
Pretty cool. I think we actually, is that you, Stacy?
Yeah, hi guys, I'm here, sort of. I'm packing for Italy as we speak.
Italy, wow.
Yeah, I'm going to Italy this week.
Oh, for some reason I thought that was way off. How are you doing this week?
Good, I'm very, very excited. It's going to be my first transatlantic flight at my new size, and I'm just—it's so nice not to dread it, you know.
But that seat's gonna be a lot more comfortable than last time.
Yeah, and I won't piss off the person next to me. That'll be nice.
You're not a snorer, are you?
No. I think it'll be a good experience all the way around.
How long is that? About a 12, 13-hour flight, maybe?
No, it's only, I think going over, it's about 8 hours, and then coming back a little longer because of the winds. In 2006, when I was at my, you know, almost my all-time high, I went to Israel. And, oh, my God, that was a challenge because that was about a 12-hour flight. And I don't know how I did it. I really don't. But it's just nice not to have to, you know, travel in that state anymore.
Traveling is hard enough, you know.
It is.
To be, I couldn't imagine being, I get uncomfortable sometimes when I fly right now and you sit in the seats. I mean, the seats are almost too small for normal people, let alone if you're bringing some extra baggage with you, you know.
Yeah.
And plus it's, I don't know, you know, the stale air in the plane and everything else. So.
Yeah, so, I'm totally psyched. And, you know, Italy, it might be known for pasta, but I think it's sort of a little known fact that the Italians are really, really big into vegetables. So I plan on eating clean over there. I'm not saying I won't have any pasta. I mean, if it's really artistic and amazing, I might try some. But everyone, you know, is kind of worried about me, and I'm just like, you know, there's going to be plenty to eat that is not going to, you know, wreck my system. So, and there always is, no matter where I go. That's the great part about the way I eat.
Yeah, and you've been doing this for years. What's a little trip to Italy, right?
I know. And, you know, this January will be 3 years.
That's amazing. Now, is this a work trip or a little bit of work, a little bit of fun?
It's, a little of both. It's for travel writers, and we're going to be touring a region that's not really known to tourists, and that's why we're going. So I think there'll be a little bit of walking, and, you know, we're not going to be sitting the whole time, which is good. And there are going to be at least 3 buffets scheduled, which, you know, they can be good or bad depending on how I choose to do it. But to me, that tells me there's probably going to be a lot of selection, so I can pick and choose, and I don't have to just, you know, take what's presented to me.
Absolutely. You got to be picky on those big buffets, because if not, you can be drawn to those, like, troughs of, like, all the pasta, the, like, saucy meat and everything else.
Yeah, and trough is a good description, because, you know, there's no limit. I mean, and the thing is that one good thing about the way I live now and, it means my wardrobe is completely different, and it's no longer, you know, the black stretch pants. So I have an extra incentive, you know, like if I want to fit into the clothes I went over in, you know, I got to watch it. I got to, you know, be careful. And I don't want to feel, you know, all stuffed and bloated anyway. I just don't like feeling that way. I just can take in, you know, life better when I'm not in that state. So
that's funny. You know. That you say that, because once you start clean eating and you change your nutritional lifestyle, it's amazing when you think back, like after you eat a meal, it's normal. You're like, yeah, I feel all stuffed and bloated. I had to go take a nap. And now it's like, I don't ever want to feel that way before that was like some sense of being satiated. And like, it was great to go take a nap. Now I want to be active. I want to feel like I'm not going to die after I eat a meal.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, I used to do the same thing, and I'd want to lie down, you know, after I'd have a meal. And sometimes I would literally have to lie down. You know, I'd have to reconfigure my stomach, you know.
Yeah.
But I want to be really, like, awake and alert, and I want to take it all in when I'm over there. So, and really, the Europeans, I think, they have a little bit more sensibility about their food intake than Americans. You know, they eat as a social thing, and they combine it with, you know, conversation and and beauty. So I think it'll be a really cool experience to eat the way they eat.
Yeah, you know,
we actually have our first caller.
Oh, fantastic.
Hello.
Who are you?
Hey, it's Rez. How are you guys doing?
Oh, hey, Rez.
What's happening?
Hey, Rez.
Hey, Stacy. How you guys doing? Hey, Robert.
Hey, brother.
How you doing, Sparky?
Stacy, hey, I'm doing great, man.
Just pack a pair of those black stretch pants just in case. You got to let yourself, you got to at least experience when they have the local dishes too. But you're absolutely right about European, at least I've only experienced it between, you know, not England so much, but the time that I've spent in Germany. And you're absolutely right about eating sensible. You know, the meals are stretched out. And how what they consider to be their big meal of the day is a little bit different than what we do. And you're absolutely right. It's more of a social gathering event when it comes time for a nice meal. You know, it's not just the choke and puke and the quick food and stuff your face and then run and knock yourself out.
Right. Yeah.
At least from what I've seen. So your trip's coming through. That's great.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I'm not transferring in Chicago. Otherwise, you know, we could have coffee again.
I would buy this time. It's on me. So your trip to Tennessee went well?
Yes, it did.
Great.
You know, it was a lot of good old American eating, and I had to do some extra DDP yoga and little more stringent when I came back to make up for it.
So it's been three years for you now since you made the commitment. Is it 3 years in January?
January, it'll be my
wow.
3 years that I've been living this way, and
that's great.
I said last week, you know, that's really unheard of for me to stick with anything that long. So that tells you that clearly I've designed it in a way that I can live with, and it does not feel temporary. I feel like I really have transitioned. And this is how I really like living now.
That's great. Sparky, for you, what is it, a year and a half or going on 2 years now?
It's a year and a half, brother. I'll be
okay.
May 10th. It'll be 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are huge inspirations.
Oh, you are too, man. How's the workouts coming? Because you've been straining together that streak. You've been in there almost, every day, every other day, every week, posting.
Yeah, I haven't posted that much this week, and I'm actually on the road. I'm down in Houston, and got back to my room about 5:30, and kicked out a fat burner in between hitting some emails back and forth, and then I just remembered it's Wednesday night, and I thought I had missed it. I thought it was 8 o'clock Eastern. So really quick, I logged on, and I said, oh no, it's 9 o'clock Eastern. So hope you don't mind me just jumping in and saying hi.
No,
absolutely
not. And, Rez, I wanted to thank you because you've been there from the beginning. You know, I remember you welcoming me and encouraging me when I was new and really needed the encouragement, and it made a difference for sure.
Hey, everybody's different. Everybody has to go at their own pace, and it's great to set goals, but a lot of times you get detracted from them, and it's wonderful just to see what you're doing, what Sparky's doing, what Doug did. Matter of fact, I even talked to our good friend Doug today. Was driving around because I'm in his adopted home state, so I gave him a shout, and he and I talked for about a half hour this afternoon. When I was at Houston is huge. You know, you don't think about Houston as being a major metropolis, but the traffic it's grown so much they haven't kept up with the roads, and it can take you an hour just to get from one side to just the southern side, just to the middle of the town. It could take you an hour if you get on the wrong expressway. So I had some time to talk to Doug. but back to what I was saying, it's great to just see, you know, people who have set their goals, who have determined how they want to refocus the compass of their life and achieve that. And it's wonderful that you both have stuck with it, and you guys are you two have become the grandmasters to guide people through, which is great.
Oh man, and it's everybody here. It's like, you know, you yourself too. I mean, and how long has it been for you since you've been with DVD Yoga now?
Yeah, I bought his original DVDs almost 3 years ago. Yeah, it'll be 3 years, and then got the second series of tapes right when they first came out about 2.5 years ago, and looking forward to what his new workouts contain.
Let me ask you this. Can you throw in that original DVD, and is it still challenging, right?
Yeah, it still is. It's just it's a much slower pace.
Yeah.
And I do it once in a while just for variety. And I tell you what I end up doing is I just kind of leave it on for background, and I end up just diving and creating my own workout because I like the faster pace. You know, sometimes, I mean, you can't do the fast pace all the time. I can't do a workout where I've got my heart rate up around 135 for 30 minutes at a time every other day. It just, your body, my body, just for me at least, my body says, yeah, man, you got to take it easy today. So then I'll really, really slow it down. But the older workouts were great just because he was a little more colorful with his language and a little bit more, you know, he wasn't Mr. Warner Brothers yet, so he was able to be a little bit more creative, and it wasn't as maybe as highly structured as the second series was. So and so they're fun for that part. And again, just for going back in my mind about, wow, I remember when I threw these in 3 years ago. Wow, I remember this one. But you're absolutely right, Sparky. It's a different workout, but they are still challenging because what I find out is with the newer series, again, it's fast, 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 fast. The older series, he has you hold the poses a little bit longer. I mean, and that could be just as challenging as going from one to another, from one to another.
Yeah, I remember when Doug gave that to me, and I stuck the original DVD in. I was just doing the 20-minute warm-up. I'm like, I'm gonna hit these all now. And then I was like, wait a second.
Well, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
I was like,
hey, Rez, I have a question for you.
Yes, Stacey.
You're on the road more than anyone I know, and I just find it so challenging when I am on the road, to eat clean sometimes. And, you know, restaurants are getting better, but
how
do you do it? Because you obviously are maintaining and you're staying in shape. How do you do it on the road in terms of food?
In terms of food, I tell you, sometimes it's hard, and today, I had a couple appointments in the morning, then I had some downtime, and I found this one, and I had a taste for Chinese food, and it was called the Healthy Chinese Buffet. It's on the southern part of Houston, and I saw it yesterday, so I found my way back to it, and what I really did is sometimes it's a challenge. But and I listened to what you said about eating from a buffet and, you know, getting full and getting stuffed. You want to take a nap. You want to button your pants. You want to find the throw-up trough or whatever. Yeah, and that's what happens. But it's lately, you know, I was able to go through, find a lot of the vegetables. Yeah, of course, you know, I had a little bit of this. I had a little bit of that, but they were small samples. They had nice pieces of salmon sushi that I took about five or six of. And I did. I stayed away from the heavy white rice, stayed away from the fried rice. And they actually had Taipei rice noodles, so I loaded up with that. I put a heap of that in the middle. And when I was done, I've got two boys. I've got two boys, and one of them, and they're both extremely athletic. In their endomorphic styles, they're each a little bit different body style. So my younger one he's my short, stout, powerful one, and we're keeping an eye on him. That's just the way he's built. I mean, the kid is just going to be a solid rock. But in what we always have to tell him, and it's like working with him, and it's helped to kind of just, I'm not trying to get, you know, existential here, but it's kind of programmed in my mind to just know when to say you're done, because it's going to take, and sometimes the food's so good, you want to ignore the signal, and you want to keep on stuffing yourself, and you realize that really it's like that 15-minute period by the time you're done eating before your body really sends that neurological signal back to your brain to say you're full. So I try to just head that off before I know that's coming. And in regards to eating healthy, you know, I just do what I can. You know, I don't go out to huge. If I go out to a restaurant, I'm not one of those guys that really does like to go out and eat in a restaurant by myself. To me, it's not uncomfortable. It's just okay. It's uncomfortable. So
it's not fun.
Yeah, it's just not fun. So if I do, it's a salad. You know, I just try to tell myself, oh, man, you know, I see the sizzling hot plate of fajitas go by that the table next to me just ordered. Man, it smells out of this world, but I know I'm going to feel like crap if I eat it. So, you know, I'll get the salad. You know, it sounds like I'm being a hero here, but it's just, you know, or, you know, I go to a Kroger or a Safeway. You know, a lot of times I end up back in my, you know, it's like a loner now, but I'll end up back in my room doing some work, watching some TV, listening to some music, and just getting my downtime for the day. So I'll hit a Kroger that has a salad bar, and I'll make my own salad. You know, if they've got the spinach, if they've got the roughage greens or what have you. And even if I know I'm in town for a while, I end up going to, you know, I'll stay at one of the extended stays or one of the extended Marriott stays that actually has a little kitchenette. And I've done that before where I'll go out and I'll buy a small piece of fish and I bring it back. I'll get some vegetables and I'll make them. And I just, if I'm able to do that, that's what I try to do. So it's not easy, but again, you get out of it. It's just like a workout. You get out of it what you put into it. And if you dial yourself in for failure and you put yourself in that position or you let yourself get absorbed into it, then you're going to dial yourself in for failure.
You know, that is a good point, though, about the supermarkets, because if I don't have to eat at a restaurant, I don't. And I love going to, like Whole Foods. They have great salad bars and paired foods. And I can, there are a lot of gluten-free options.
Sure.
Some of the markets, and you're right, it's like restaurant food is okay, but to do it day in and day out, you know.
Exactly. And I mean, sometimes it's a little bit more expensive. Like, there's a Kroger about a mile away from here that I hit last night, and I got a big thing. I had the sweet tooth going, so I said, no. And I walked around, and I found a thing of, in their fruit and vegetable area, they had the prepackaged. And it was about $6, but it was about a quart of berries, and it was layered. And it was blueberries, and it was blackberries, and it was raspberries. And I ate some of them last night, and I ate them the rest of them this morning. And I tell you, they were sweet, and they were out of this world, and it was great.
Yeah.
I don't think you can go better than a bunch of berries like that. If you got that little sweet tooth going, every morning I got a sweet tooth like that, and I throw frozen blueberries into a blender. I get these organic frozen blueberries. I'll stick a little rice milk and a little organic juice and blend it up, and that's my first sort of simple carb.
That's great.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. The one point that you said, though, I wanted to let people know who are listening to us. You're talking about the travel and hitting the grocery store. If anybody's going out to lunch, that's not even a bad idea. If you're at work and you got nothing but McDonald's and Wendy's around you, there's no reason why you couldn't do that. Middle of the day, get up, go get yourself one of those prepackaged bags of spinach, you know, or cucumber, some carrots or something, and snack on that. That'll fill you up pretty damn quick.
Yep, absolutely. And again, like you're saying, it fills you up. It does the sustenance, and it satiates the appetite, and you're able to go on. And, you know, one thing that I've really started for a while – And I got to give you some kudos here, Sparky, really quick for your challenges. You know, I didn't realize how much, that kind of helped get me back on, because I was rehabbing after my elbow that went sour, and it's doing, you know, that's why I was able to really kick up the workouts the last 4 weeks or so, because that elbow's finally got flexibility back in it, and I could do supportive moves on it. And so for a while there, I mean, I did. I didn't work out for about almost 6 to 7 weeks, and I did. I gained some weight. I was running around between work. I wasn't able to work. You know, there were some certain things I was doing. I was be able to do. I was making workouts just based on dynamic tension moves. And yeah, that's great. It was something, but it doesn't get you into the flow, and it wasn't really. I had to somehow get back into it. I was doing other things. I was adding in jump squats and something just intermittently to get that heart rate back up, but I wasn't doing it consistently. I was maybe doing it twice a week instead of four or five times a week, and that's a huge difference. You know, if you've got something that's really dragging you down and preventing you from taking that next level. So when you put those challenges together, that at least got me back. You know, it was perfect timing. The elbow was feeling better. It got me back focused on that. But the other one was the soda challenge. And sometimes you think, you know, and you again, traveling a lot, you grab a Diet Coke here, grab a Diet Coke there, and you go, oh, it's only one. And then, you know, next thing you know, it's two. And, oh, I'm stopping, I'm getting gas. And, okay, I'll get a bottle of water. But along with that, I'm going to grab another Diet Coke. And I was doing, and I'll tell you, I'm down, you know, and I'm not a saint. You know, maybe about three a week. But it's drastically down. I mean, I have put so much water into my body the last 4 weeks.
And I think, and when you say that, people don't look. When you start to look at empty calories and stuff, you have some of the diets and stuff. I guess not as bad, but when you go into a restaurant, even if you're having a salad, a lot of people just go with a Coke and then they do the free refills. You could suck down two or three of those right with a salad.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And Stacey, to get back around and to finish up your question about doing the travel, when I first started, you know, out of college, I was working in the machine tool industry, and I started to travel a lot. And I'm telling you, I saw so many guys that were in their 40s that looked like they were in their 60s, and guys that were 50s, in their 50s, and they looked like they, you know, belonged in a hospice center. And basically because they would go out and eat their three meals or four meals a day, and then they would really, tell you, hit the bars really hard. And I'm up for a, you know, a cocktail every now and then. But, you know, I would see with these, you know, if you put two of them together, that was any reason for them to go out at night and, you know, have five or six cocktails. Oh, my God, you know, there's 1,000 calories right there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing nothing to help themselves out. To, you know, you just knew what their lifestyles were. And I'm not making judgments. It's just I was able to physically see a lot of these guys that would travel around and the shape and the attitude they were in and how it came across in their demeanor. And, you know, that was kind of a wake-up call early that, man, I don't want to do. So I didn't do that. I always would find time to do some sort of workout or to at least watch what I did. And again, I'm not putting laurels on me and medals and again, saying that I'm a saint. And it's just, you kind of see how it affects other people and you realize, hey man, there's a time for that and a time not for that. And I try to make, you know, the Monday through Fridays is time not for that, especially when I'm out traveling, because that's, once you sink into that trap, I mean, that could be a pit you can't get out of.
You're right. It is a lot about the ratio. It's like, no, I don't think any of us are interested in being so, you know, anal retentive that we never have fun with food. But, you know, it's like the whole 80-20% deal. I mean, that's what I do. I mean, when I want to enjoy certain things, I do. But it's not a way of life anymore. It's not like a daily thing. And that's what's, you know, been the big factor in why I've been able to change my body.
That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. All that stuff's amazing. And people need to realize that when DDP says this will help you hold back the hands of time, I mean, you nailed it, Rez, because when I stepped in here, I was 37 years old, and I'll tell people, I easily felt that my age had to been about 15, maybe 20 years older than I actually was. Because I was that guy. I was out all the time. I got my nickname Sparky because I always used to be the guy who had to spark everybody out to go out to happy hour. I'd be buying the rounds of drinks. We'd all be drinking.
Sure.
You're eating crap food, nachos, burgers and stuff, 11, 12 o'clock at night.
Absolutely.
You know? And it destroys your body.
And, you know, when you think about it, when we're told by, what you know, the food industry, that stuff that's really supposed to be healthy for us, you know, like milk, cheese, we get all these messages how it builds us up, and that's a lie, and that's the healthy stuff. I mean, imagine the marginal stuff, how horrible it is for you. So you've got to really be like your own secret service agent, you know, because the food supply is like, it can really mess you up if you're not aware.
Sure. You hit the nail on the head there. What's out there, I mean, it all tastes good. You can make a meal out of anything. I mean, a meal is just something that fills you up. It's just what you choose to fill yourself up with. You know, you can make a meal out of three Snickers bars, and you can call that a meal, and that's
yeah,
wonderful. But you know,
I don't know what you're talking
you?
About. I've never done that, Rez.
Yeah, no.
I might have done it a couple times with a jar of peanut butter, a bag of Doritos, and a couple slices of bread.
Yeah.
All those old vices. And the thing is one thing I've been, somebody told me this, and I think it's a pretty good rule to live by. When you go to the store, you know, and the grocers around me are starting to get better and better selections, you vote with your dollars. If you want to buy the crap, they're going to continue to sell the crap. And I just noticed, like, the organic sections, the gluten-free sections, they even started doing some fresh bakery gluten-free items in the local grocery I go to, which is amazing.
That is fantastic. And, you know, when you're out on the road, or even if you're not traveling, if you're out in your own neighborhood, you can vote with your voice when you go out and say, do you have gluten-free selections on your menu?
Sure.
The more they hear it, the more responsive they're going to be.
And I'm telling you, you just struck a chord there I forgot to mention, because I just reached over and got a little fridge in my room and I pulled it out. I have probably single-handedly helped Bolt House with their carrot juice, because that's especially if I know, you know, I'll go in and I'll buy the 8-serving-size one and I'll drink that over a 2-day period, because it's got, and I don't know if some people don't like it, it's not their cup of tea. I juice at home, not regularly, but, you know, marginally. But when I travel, that's something else that I will always get, is I'll get the carrot juice, and it's 70 calories a glass, you know, or serving. And there's 4 servings inside a bottle, and I'll have one of them at night, one of them in the morning. And so if I'm in town somewhere for 2 full days, I'll have that thing gone. And that's another thing that I try to do also, is, I mean, it's fresh. It's all 100% carrot. There's no preservatives in it. Again, gluten-free. You know, there's no artificial anything. It's just 100% carrot juice. And it's one of the best things you can put into your body, especially when you can't do it yourself.
Yeah, I was watching, there's a guy, and I for life, man, I can't remember the video, and I have to put it on, it's on Netflix, and the guy does 60 days, maybe 90 days, nothing but juice, and I've mentioned it on the radio show before.
Okay.
It's amazing. He's got a horrible skin condition, and he is terribly overweight. He lives on juicing for 90 days, got rid of his condition, he was taking, like, all kinds of medications, steroids and stuff to control skin condition that he had. Done. At the end of it, done. Lost all the weight, totally cleaned himself out.
Yeah, I've been, you know, besides the DDP workouts, but I have to always catch myself and say, call it DDP yoga. And I know Robert's cheering right now in the back. I'm going, good job! But I also have about 3 different DVDs on Qigong. And I actually have a book. I got it out of the library because I did some reading on it. And it's a book that was written, I think it was written back around 2002. And it's called The Healing Promise of Qi. And this gentleman is he's a doctor, and he went to China, and he studied with these Qigong masters. And basically what the whole emphasis is that, you know, exactly what you talked about, natural way. In China, there are, we know it's the most populous country in the world, you know, 1.1, 1.2 billion people. And there are over 100 million that do Qigong every day. And, you know, some people call it mystical and what have you. It's been around for close to 3,000 years. And it has significantly brought down the healthcare costs in China, in regards to people, and it's nothing more than getting the balance between your mind and your body, and knowing that you're doing something good for yourself. Now, there's some, you know, gets into healing things and things that have been diagnosed and healed, but the crux of the whole matter in the book is the people know they're doing something good for themselves. So whether it's that, whether it's getting immersed into DDP yoga, whether it's DDP yoga plus your diet, when you start to realize and take care of yourself, you know, it can't help but help you on the back end.
Yeah, it's always good stuff. They had a I was watching a program that had a doctor on it, and actually it was Biggest Loser. And he this guy had some talk about that. He was saying, you know, it takes you a couple months to retrain yourself to eat clean, to work out, when your body actually starts catching up and your mind realizes the good things it's doing, you know, and you sort of get that forward momentum. He says it only takes a week to 10 days to totally undo that, totally retrain yourself backwards. It's amazing.
That's great. I think that's absolutely true.
Yeah, so forward momentum, keep it.
I wanted to say something, too, about that. That is a great point about the fact that when you do something healthy and nice for yourself, it builds a momentum. And I did that for many years with exercise, even though I was incapable of dealing with the food, you know. But that was just where I was. I still built momentum in a good direction because I exercised. So I just want to put that out there to anyone listening who might feel discouraged and like, well, I can't get it all, or I can't, you know, if I can't get it all, why bother? I couldn't get it all for a long time, but I could get myself to a gym, or this was before I discovered DDP yoga, but I did something, you know, because I was willing to do that and I knew it would help me.
Absolutely, and the mind is a powerful, powerful instrument. It is a magnificent, I don't know, you don't want to call it a machine, but it is what you allow yourself and how you can train your mind, and then once you train your mind and you're focused in that area, and you know, some people have, you know, some people call it willpower, you know, he's got an ironclad willpower, and absolutely, because that person has trained their mind to accept nothing less than what they're trying to do. And you're rock solid in that, Stacey, because you proved it, Spark. You lost your 100 pounds. I mean, the possibilities are there. And I know there's a number of people on the forum right now. I think Steve Anderson is one of them. You've got one-man crew. And you know, I'm just coming up with names I can think of off the top of my head. But there are people right now that are in the middle of doing that. And they've developed that willpower, or that, you know, that programming for themselves that I'm not going to accept any less than that. And that is really, really powerful. Whether, you know, years ago when you used to see Tony Robbins on television, you know, hawking his, you know, methods and his tapes for $200 or whatever it was, that's basically what his whole deal was too. Get yourself programmed. You're going on that point. You've trained yourself. That's my goal. And, if, you know, that's one of the first things that I remember, you know, when I went through, you know, when I initially found, you know, I have to call it YRG now because I found Dallas's book, Yoga for Regular Guys, and that's what really led me towards his first series of tapes. But in there, when you read his thing about goals, and, you know, even in his live your life at 90%, it's the same thing about goals. And if you can get yourself from thinking about it to actually committing to it, and then the committing just becomes practical day-to-day application, you're on the right track. And that's you know, where a lot of that, you know, again, they come up with weird titles and funky titles for neurological programming, neurological linguistics, whatever. That's what it comes down to, is just making the commitment, or a commitment to change. See where you're at, you know, and now you're talking about a bigger picture, whether it's being addicted to food or being addicted to a different substance. If you can get yourself out of that pit and realize what the top end of, you know, your capacity is, and nothing can detract you from that point, then you know you're committed. Jeez, I'll get off the platform now. Sorry.
Oh, you're pumping us up, Rez. It's great.
No, but that's a good point to throw out from that, boys. And before I do, I just want to tell anybody who's listening, and if you've got a question, Rez is here. You got Sparky, Stacy, and Robert. 347-994-1216 if you're listening to us on the lines. If you're in a chat room, you can hop in at blogtalkradio.com, DDP Radio, and throw a question in the chat, and we'll be here to answer it for you. But I wanted to mention real quick that that movie I talked about was Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead with Joe Cross. Thanks, Jay, for bringing that up. And
I'm writing it down right now.
Yeah, pretty crazy the guy's life journey and like people that he talked to, and basically just I could bring up examples, but it's a lot of the stuff that you're reiterating tonight. And you know, it's funny the way you talked about how people look at food and how people look at things and the stuff that Tony Robbins talks about, knowing your life, and what Dallas says, knowing your life. People can actually do that. The way that everything's become sort of a fast food service in life in America today, it's really easy just to be a glutton and to satiate yourself on, you know, I'm just going to stop and I'm going to get 15 cheeseburgers and I'm going to eat them within 10 minutes. And you need, you know, to get a couple where you're going to sit on the couch and mindlessly eat potato chips and, you know, it's just, I don't know.
And they make it so easy. I mean, it's called fast food for a reason. You know, come in and get a sack of White Castles for $5.99. Who doesn't want that?
Yeah. There used to be a point in my early life, and I'm surprised I never got – I was blessed with a very fast metabolism until I was about in my late 20s, I'd say. Okay. In college, it was nothing for me to stop. When McDonald's used to do the supersizing, because they took that away, it was nothing for me to get a number two supersized with a Coke and a 20-piece chicken nugget, which was two cheeseburgers, you know, a bin full of fries, and eat the entire thing within 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Disgusting now when I think about it.
You're describing my 13-year-old son, and I hate him because his metabolism is – I mean, but the thing is, he's a growing boy,
yeah.
And he's lean, and I hate him. He's actually grown. He's got a size 13 shoe now. The kid's 5'10". He's 185, absolutely solid. He's an eighth grader now, and
wow.
You know, he keeps on looking at me, you know, going, you know, Dad, I'm going to be bigger than you. I'm going to be bigger than you. I'm going to be bigger than you. And I said, well. I said, yeah, but he's one of those kids. I mean, the kid, he will just, I mean, again, you know, some people are like that, you know, even when you're 13, when your body's racing like that, he can just, he's a garbage can. And we try to give him healthy choice. And now the neat thing is, I mean, I can make a size, and which is great that it's come down in price, but we really like seafood at home. And we don't eat it every day, but we probably eat it at least 2 to 3 meals a week. And salmon at one time skyrocketed. Salmon was up to like $10 a pound around us because there was, and again, you know, whether it's farm raised or natural, the price skyrocketed because there's like 3 areas in the world that have the big farms. And there was a disease that wiped out a huge population inside the salmon industry, and it took it. And long story short, it's back down to like $6.99 a pound now. It's under $7, which is great. But I'll make like you go to Costco and I'll buy whether it's that or even steelhead, and I'll put that on the grill, and that's gone in one meal. So I mean, especially when you have 2 growing kids, you know.
Yeah.
But at least it's something that's healthy for them. Maybe it's not so much. Maybe it's a little too much quantity, but again, as you know, for a 13-year-old kid who's growing, he's at least jamming some good stuff into his, you know, down his throat rather than
healthy,
you know, donuts,
lean
donuts, and
yeah.
Right. But
no, absolutely.
This brings me back to my point that I hate him because his metabolism is so quick, and that's you know one thing right now. You know, I'm in my beginning 40s, and it's hard. I mean, you have to, for me, I have to keep on exercising just to make sure that I keep the metabolism up to speed. Because if I get really sedentary, if I get sedentary, and I'm sure other people are like that too, man, that's the first thing that goes. And I experienced it firsthand for the 6 weeks that I could do nothing because of my elbow. mean, it was right there. It was kicking me right in the fanny, even though I was kidding myself, oh, I'm getting some workouts in. That was, if I sat back and I really tried to think about it or commit to writing it down, it's like, okay, yeah, it was twice a week. And, hey, it's better than none, but I'm at that point right now where I've got to do at least four a week just to maintain.
Yeah, I found, and the funny thing is I found is not only with the metabolism when I slowed down, it's like, you know, the exercise hits so many other parts of my life now that I'm older. It's like I love to get the workouts in because the sleep comes more soundly, you know.
I'm
more alert during the day. I mean, and before I had a little bit of a little touch of the sleep apnea, which didn't help that. But after I got on DDP yoga and lost sleep apnea for the most part, it's amazing. I get a good week of DDP yoga and I sleep great for about 7 hours a night. That's all I really need. I'm up in the morning. Alarm goes off once, I can pop right out of bed.
Stacy, did you experience the same thing with your weight loss? About how, I mean, the body loves it when you take the stress off of it. So, I mean, that all equals up. Did you experience that same thing on the sleep side?
Yeah, I don't think I ever had apnea, but because of my size, it was very hard for me to literally feel comfortable even in bed. You would think lying down, you know, what's the problem? But I just look back, and I used to sleep with all kinds of pillows around me, and I'd have them, like, wedged under me. You know, I would really have about 7 or 8 pillows, and I couldn't sleep any other way. That's how difficult sleep was, and I would just get myself in this one position finally, and that was it. And for, I mean, if I wanted to turn over on my side, it was like that was like an engineering feat, you know, and I pretty much stayed flat on my back. And now, you know, I can move around. I can go on my side. I can even sleep on my stomach, which that was out of the question before. But just it is so great to be able to sleep freely and easily. That, I mean, oh, my God, I forgot about that till you mentioned it, but huge, huge difference in just being able to be comfortable sleeping.
So, is there anybody else on the line, Spark?
I don't know. We got anybody out there, Robert?
No, we don't.
Okay. If anybody is out there and you want to give us a call, 347-994-1216, you can come on in. You can ask us anything, see what's going on. If you've got something else going on in your mind other than what we're talking about tonight, please give us a call or hop in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/DDP radio. And there's a bunch of people hanging out in there, including Mr. Jay Campbell. I think I'm going to take a quick minute based on some things you said, Rez, earlier, and give a couple of attaboys for people who have been sort of hanging out and doing some good things with DDP yoga. And you kind of got one of them for me, Steve Anderson, man. He's been crushing it, and he's been excited about it. Tell me how amazing it is when somebody's that excited about owning their life.
Oh, that's neat, and it's nice, you know, just to send him an attaboy once in a while, and he responds back, and you can see the joy and the enthusiasm just in what he writes. Some people can fake it if they want to try to be a part of something, and other people, you know, are being really genuine about it. And you can tell he's driven to achieve and get to that plateau that you two have experienced.
Yeah. He started at 310 pounds, and he is at 276.5 right now. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, congratulations, man. And then another Steve, it seems like all the Steves are rocking it out, but Steve Peters has jumped into the Challenge Center, and his was one bite at a time. He was trying to give up ice cream. He's been logging himself down to the days on how many days he's gone without ice cream, and he's been ice cream free for 40 days, actually over 40 days now, because he posted that on Monday. So congrats, Steve.
That's great.
And, you know, one of the things we were going to talk about a little bit tonight was Team DDP Yoga and some of the things it provides. So I'm going to take just a quick minute to invite anybody who's listening, if you haven't come and checked out all the online stuff that we have, Stacy, Robert, and Rez can all tell you here in a second, Team DDP Yoga is a place to be. You want to know any information, if you can't call up, if you're listening to the radio show after the fact, go there, ask a question, look at the blogs, look at the videos. You'll get inspiration, you'll get motivation, and you'll get information. And I'll tell you right now, hop in there, go to the Challenge Center. If you're a new member or you're thinking about hopping on board, go to the Challenge Center and immediately jump into the You're Ready, Go Challenge. And that'll pretty much tell you everything you need to know about starting DDP Yoga. And I guarantee you, if you look at that, you'll amaze yourself and you'll stick with it.
And even bringing up one of the challenges in particular, your energy challenge. And for those that are listening, energy is one of the workouts, and it's a very basic introductory workout that brings in a lot of the what has been rebranded now to be the DDP yoga stylings and methods and movements. And one thing that Sparky wrote when he created the challenge was, hey, come on, guys, everybody's got 20 minutes. And in our hectic lifestyles, and depending on what people's careers are, and you know, if they've got to run, get up early in the morning, catch a train, go downtown, they got to work, they got to come home, they're not home till 6 o'clock. Yeah, everybody gets really busy, but you know, maybe it's going to bed a little bit earlier, or setting that alarm a little bit earlier, and doing it before you jump in the shower, before you start your day off and going 100 miles an hour. And I think people will be amazed that when they get that practicality into their lives, and just how you experience, you know, you slept better, you slept more soundly, you felt more relaxed. No matter where you put it during your day, your body will respond to it. I firmly believe your body will respond to it, no matter where you sandwich it in to your busy day. You know, Dallas has structured these workouts anywhere from, you know, the wake-up workout, which is about 10 minutes, to the energy, you know, up to, you know, his hardest workouts that go over an hour. Now, maybe not everybody has that hour to do, but throw it in there once in a while if you've worked yourself up to that level, but at least get that 20 minutes in. It can make a world of difference.
It's absolutely possible, too. When I first started, I did nothing but energy for like the first 30 days, and like almost for the entirety of the first 60 days, I did nothing but energy and fat burner back to back. I had great results, 30 pounds. So for a couple shout outs, we got some new members. If you're hearing this Sally, Robert Brown, Cray Watkins, who all joined this week, welcome. We'd love to hear from you. Check out the challenges. Check out Team DDP Yoga and let us know what you think. Also, we have somebody out there who's listening who has also been uber dedicated for a very long time and is doing a lot to change his life. I'm Ed, so just want to say, hey, hope you're doing well, and really appreciate you listening and everybody else who's out there listening. So, Robert, Stacey, or Rez, what are some other parts of Team DDP Yoga I might not have mentioned that you would point people to?
Yeah, you know, you get the endless support. You get people that really care. I've been involved with, you know, I've met other people and been on different forums, and you can kind of see where sometimes forums can become bitch sessions and go way off topic, and, you know, people talk about politics, or they talk about this, or they say that, you know, this guy's full of shit or that guy. You know, what's nice about, you know, ever since Robert put together and worked with Dallas to put together this forum, and a shout out to Robert for all the work that he's done, you know, when he started up doing, you know, again, back in the day when it branded YRG and came up with the YRG universe, that forum is crystal clear. There's, you know, there was once in a while, you get the jerk here, the jerk there that does nothing but cut down anything that you cut and paste or put a link on and say, hey, check this article out. And they come back and say, hey, that was bullshit or whatever. Excuse my language. Yeah, but it's been crystal clear, and it seems like it has a steel focus, and it's monitored. it's almost self-monitored. There's no real moderator that has to go on and kick people off or ban this guy or ban that guy. It's crystal clear in its focus, and it's all about support and getting the deal done.
Absolutely. We have 1,395 members. And, Robert, what do you think? Do you think it would ever get to this point?
You can hope it does, but when we were first starting, I don't think we ever really thought about the numbers at first. I know we were pretty excited about a year ago when it hit 1,000 members. We thought that was pretty cool. I think that what Rez was just saying, this is just one hell of a community. And normally you have to have, I mean, we've got people in place to look at things, and if something needs to be brought to my attention, it is, but that's happened once in all the time that the sites have been around.
And that's phenomenal. That's a great ratio. It just shows that it's good people who at least have the good motivation or at least the good motives. And I don't know what you may know the numbers better. You know numbers much better, Robert. People who you say the 1,300 members. I don't know how many actually are contributing. Probably maybe about half of that, but at least they've taken the time to log in, introduce themselves, set up the account. Maybe they have the workouts. Maybe they don't. Maybe Dallas's personality has drawn them to the website. Maybe they haven't really taken that step. But if they see the genuine goodness that's in there about the people that are actually accomplishing something, hey, maybe it just takes them a couple times logging in for them to make that commitment to say, yeah, they look themselves in the mirror. They see people taking the 6 pictures. And maybe that's something I need to do for myself, and hopefully it just draws people in there for the right reasons. And so far, it seems like it has.
And I think it's about to blow off the page too. And things like you said, Rez, I've started telling people when I write them, and occasionally I switch up what I tell everybody because I'm looking at what their goals are. I've been jumping in there and trying to tell them. I'm like, look, this is not bullshit. This is absolutely true. We're not marks for DDP. Okay, we are marks for a healthy lifestyle. And you know what? It just so happens that DDP yoga is the best thing that worked for all of us. You can't take this many people from so many different backgrounds and so many varieties of life and have applied this program and this lifestyle to it and have come up with this many successes. It just doesn't happen if it wasn't bullshit. This is the real deal, and people need to understand that.
Exactly, and even when you watch the tapes, and he goes out of his way to say these people aren't fitness models, and we're not fitness models. Yeah, and it's nice when you say we're not marks. I mean, none of us were given the tapes from Dallas. We made the investment and just saw either how good the program has or what you've been able to achieve when you make that one of your central elements in whatever your journey is to be as far as trying to accomplish something. Again, we're not getting paid by anybody. We just like to spread the word and plant the seeds.
Yeah, absolutely. And, we're about to step into brand new territory when DDP Yoga comes out, which is coming the 23rd. They're on track. Robert's been busting his hump. Marlon, Bambi, there's Matt DiGiorgio. Did I get his last name right? Please tell me. Because I slaughter last names. Okay. We're there. And especially the man, DDP. The Twitter account.
Tony Mosher.
What's that?
Don't forget Tony Mosher as well. He's been doing a lot of work for us.
Absolutely, and the team has been phenomenal, and everybody that's doing all this stuff, if you look like some of the viral marketing and everything that's going on, the Twitter account's gone from, I don't know, a couple of dozen maybe followers when it was Team YRG, and now that it's DDP Yoga, we're less than 40 followers away from hitting the 1,000 member mark on Twitter, and that's at sign DDP Yoga for anybody listening. follow it, you're going to get all the inside scoop. There's the Facebook page. And, you know, maybe, Robert, you can touch on this a little bit. What you were talking about, Rez, that nobody's a fitness model. There are so many success stories, and if you look at them, none of these people were fitness models. All of these pictures were taken in their living rooms of when they started and where they're at now.
Exactly. And, you know, none more pinpoint accurate to that statement than Arthur. And if people can click on there, or they go to YouTube and you put in and have, and Robert, forgive me, have the YouTube videos been retitled to DDP, or are they still under the YRG label?
Some of them have, not all of them.
Okay, well, if people are listening, just put in YRG or DDP Yoga and find Arthur, and if that isn't a testament from the days of him with canes falling on his face to the video of him running down the path, I mean, it's crystal clear right there what it can help you achieve.
Absolutely.
And what I love about Arthur's video, it is so miraculous in the before and after, but it is so dead on accurate in its honesty and what it does take effort, and he shows exactly what he did and how he did it. And when I saw that video, I was floored at the change in him, but at the same time I realized, you know, this guy didn't just do this by waving a wand. You know, he worked his ass off, literally.
Absolutely.
And figuratively.
Nothing misleading about, and never has been, about DDP Yoga and its campaign. And whatever kind of infomercial or ad it puts out, it's very upfront about you'll get out of it what you put into it.
And no, absolutely. It's not a magical formula. Sorry.
There's an ad that we're actually working on that's going to go in I don't know if I should mention the publication, but it's a fitness publication. But the ad is featuring Arthur, and it's showing his before and after pictures that everybody's familiar with. But it says that something to the effect of a disabled war veteran or a disabled veteran did this in less than a year. What can you do? And I think it's pretty strong. It's
Well, yeah. Yeah, and when I saw Arthur on canes, I knew I had no excuse, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it all ties in. It's DDP, you can make it your own. You got 20 minutes a day. You can do it, and you can change your life. All these things. In Arthur's video, even in your video, Stacy, you know, they're fantastic transformations that shows anybody from any background, any lifestyle, can do this and change your life. If you want it, you can change your life. It's possible.
Man, I'm looking at my clock here. How much time do we have left?
Yeah, we clipped our hour and we're slightly over it. So if there's anything else that anybody wants to get in, 347-994-1216, while we're closing it up here, Rez, Stacy, Robert, what final thoughts do you have?
Well, actually, I have one that I was thinking about this morning. A lot of you guys know that I'm working from home now. So I went from, you know, getting up at 6, taking the kids to school, driving an hour to work, driving an hour home, exercising, and going back to work. I do it all from home now, and I was thinking, well, this is going to be great. I don't have a schedule anymore. I can do what I want when I want. But about 2 weeks in, I've started realizing how bad I felt, you know, because I would wake up tired and not feel like working out, and couldn't sleep when I went to bed. So it's occurred to me that how important a schedule really is. So I've put myself on a new schedule now where I wake up at a certain time and I get up and I exercise and I start my day at a specific time and I get my workouts in at a specific time. I had no idea how important a schedule really was.
Wow. And the fact that you know, you could either do that or not says a lot about what you want your life to be. I mean, when you work at home and you're kind of your own boss, it really is up to you. So, I mean, that's fantastic that you took the bull by the horns and that I'm not going to let myself get blown off course.
Yeah, and, you know, it's, I worked for the same company for 11 years, so I was very, very much in that routine of going in there every day and, you know, doing the same thing every single day. So,
which was nothing, right?
Yeah, pretty much. But but it was nothing creatively, you know. Nobody noticed. But to go from that to not having a schedule is much more of a transition than I ever expected it to be.
Absolutely. Your life, it, like, went from structure to fluidity, like, overnight.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was thinking, hey, I can, you know, get up when I want and everything's going to be cool. I found out really, really quickly that it's not quite that easy. You know, I'm sure some people can do that, but I don't want to fall into the lazy cycle of not feeling good and not exercising and not trying to improve myself.
Yeah, one of the things I'm trying to do is to get my I want to get my exercising in the morning again, because it's going to be super tough with two kids. It's going to be even more tough with three and newborn. So I'm trying my best here in the next couple of days to take advantage of the change daylight savings time here and try to get up. So if I'm getting up an hour early, there's no reason to surf the internet. There's no reason to flip on the TV. As long as those kids aren't up, I should have 20 minutes to pop that DVD in and go.
You guys are preaching to the choir. That's exactly it. And and that's the only time I have, you know, myself just speaking from my own experiences, 5 o'clock in the morning, because with two boys in middle school, I mean, boom, 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 6 o'clock comes around quick, and the natives start wrestling at about 6, and they're going full bore by about 6:20. So if I started out too late, I know I'm dead. I've got to be downstairs between 5 and 5:15 just to get any type of workout in. And it's committing yourself to that schedule. And sometimes it's hard, and sometimes you roll back over and you say, oh, man, I don't want it. But it's again, how do you want to feel at the end of the day or a couple of days after that? Hey, when is the baby due, Sparky?
December 8th.
December 8th, so, wow.
Yeah, but that could be any day now.
Yeah, well, it's true. Could be early, could be late. Well, usually this is going to be your third one?
This is going to be the third one.
Okay. So, they usually come a little bit more on schedule, I guess.
Yeah. We're expecting this one to either be right on time or maybe to surprise us a little bit, but we're definitely ready for it. I mean, two boys, we're all prepped. A third boy, it's going to get crazy. We're going to be outnumbered, and it'll all be good, so...
Be outnumbered.
Yeah, I mean, once it's like I got one kid, she's got one kid. Now, you know, the inmates are going to run the asylum, and I guess that's cool. That's the way it should be for a couple of years.
That's
so.
The way it should be. Sure, absolutely. So, well, guys, I'm going to let you run. It was thanks for letting me be a part of it tonight. It was great to talk to you and share experiences. And again, Robert, thanks for everything you do.
And
Sparky and Stacy, I'll catch up with you later.
Okay.
Sounds
happy
good, Rez.
Trails, Rez.
All right, guys. Take care.
Bye bye.
Okay, you too.
Bye bye.
Okay. Well, that was an awesome and pleasant surprise to have Rez on with us for the majority of the show. Pretty cool, eh?
Yeah.
Not to quote Jay there, eh? But I'll play a little zone there, Jay. Jay's talking. I need to get my defensive plan together. But with that, I am going to thank Rez for being on the show, everybody in the chat room, Black Belt Brian, Jay, a couple of guests that we had in, Stacy and Robert, as always, thank you. Do you guys have anything to throw into the mix before we tell everybody sayonara?
I don't think so, bro.
I will see you guys in 2 weeks when I'm back from Italy.
Fantastic.
I hope you have an awesome time.
Yeah, thank you, Will.
Have a fantastic time. Let us know. We'll be looking forward to the videos, because I know you're going to have some amazing videos that are going to show some DDP yoga lifestyle and how you're handling in Italy.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know,
it's going global. We got Doug in Germany. We're going to have you in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's awesome stuff. So with that,
in
thanks,
the globe.
Guys. Yep. It's worldwide.
Uh-huh.
So thanks, everybody. It's been a great time. We will see you next week. In the meantime, kick the 10% in the ass and live life at 90%. Thank you.